Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hello, welcome to this Joy podcast. This is Jason Gibbs, production manager at Joy 94.9. I have BJ sitting right next to me.
I'm right here.
BJ, thanks for working on this podcast.
My pleasure.
Lunchbox is going well, isn't it?
That's very well, and I love the show.
The best bits of Breakfast and Drive across the week at Joy?
Absolutely.
Good quality there, isn't there?
Absolutely, yeah. We take the best bits of Joy and we put it together in one big show.
And you can support our program production team of volunteers and our Joy podcast service by heading to our Joy sponsor, Audible. Head to audible.com.au/joy right now. Get a free 30-day trial and a free audiobook. Check it out. audible.com.au/joy.
You're on Joy 94.9, the best bits of Breakfast and Drive with Bass and Bart.
Yes, yes. And thanks, Tim Lennox, for the news. It was amazing.
Absolutely, as always. Tim is the man for the news.
In his private studio.
Yeah, he gets his own VIP
studio.
We
should get our private studio too.
We should, yeah. We have one named after him. On today's show, everyone, we were talking about some really exciting stuff, coming to terms with getting glasses. See, now, I've recently had glasses, and it was a big step, but, you know, I've learned to pull it off. We've got evil birds, stripper poles, even about puking in toilets.
Oh.
I know, some really, really crazy stuff, and it'll all make sense. First, we're going to go to evil birds, who are spoken by Jackson Greta, who, one of our favourites.
I don't mean to be rude, but you're a little bit tired.
I am pooped right now. I am so pooped.
Talk me through that.
Well, there's a bird that lives in the tree next to my window of my house. And the bird doesn't wake up with some, like, nice, airy, fairy, snow white animal-esque noise that you might just, like, gently rouse you out of your sleep. But instead, it has the most irritating sound known to man. I want the bird dead. The bird must die. It must die.
Wow.
This bird is ruining my life, Greta. And I've only started noticing it in, like, the last few weeks. And I thought it was just me noticing it. And I mentioned it to my partner. And he said, oh, that freaking bird.
So we both
are aware of this bird that starts at 6, sometimes earlier, and goes for about 40 minutes.
Oh, right. So it's not just sort of a 15 minutes of chirping.
No.
What time's your alarm traditionally set for?
Usually set for just after 6, 6.30.
Right. But on those days, on the weekend days when you want to have a sleep in, you don't want the 6. Of course. I just had this weird moment where I thought that birds worked Monday to Friday, 9 to 5.
No, they're all the time.
Yeah, they
are. 7 days a week, 365. Now, I had this theory, because we only just noticed it, that maybe it was someone's pet bird. Like, I'm very much focused on, like, finding a solution to things. So I thought, if this is someone's bird, I can just pop over to their house, maybe throw some aspirin over the fence and hope for the best. And this bird can just get out of East Brunswick, all right? Just move on out like I moved in. And so I Googled it. I Googled bird in Melbourne that makes annoying sound in the morning.
Is that seriously the Google search that you
first
put in?
First result, Greta. First result.
Well, what was it?
Do you want to hear it?
Mm,
are you ready?
Kind of.
Are you sure? It's a wattle bird. Do you hear that?
Yeah, that's annoying.
I don't like its little, that climax it gets, like this bird orgasm.
When it sort of hits its stride.
Yeah, it kind of like warms up. This is a serious climax it's hitting right now. Oh my God, that bird. I want it dead. It needs to go.
Well, what do you do?
What do you do? How do you get rid of a bird that just, this is a dime a dozen bird. Like, there's probably a freaking wattle bird sitting out the front on Bourke Street right now, Greta. How do I get rid of a bird that's just like a common species?
Wow.
This is a serious issue.
I just think it's simply a matter of some earplugs.
Yeah.
Is that too...
I think this bird breaks earplug boundaries.
If the bird came, the bird can go.
But how do I can't ask it to move out.
Maybe if you put up a scarecrow, isn't that what they're
for? Not bad. That's not a bad idea at all.
Some sort of a fake cat in a tree or something.
Yeah, okay. Maybe I'll let... I do have an indoor cat. Maybe I'll just let her go outdoors. Maybe she can go out overnight. Get rid of the freaking wattle bird. I hate it.
Well,
I actually hate it. Like, I don't really hate things, but I hate this bird.
We'll keep you updated, because at this rate, we're going to have a very tired Jackie for next Monday's show.
I want it dead.
Fun people, fun shows. Joy 94.9.
You're on Lunchbox, the best bits of breakfast and drive. That was one of our favourites. Jax and Greta talking about birds.
Birds, yes. And I can totally relate to this, because if you're getting home in the morning after a long night out and the birds start singing again, that's the last thing that I want to hear, to be honest.
It goes from being like a happy, you know, scenic thing to just being like, get out of here.
I would take three cats.
Ruthless.
Three cats.
See, the funny thing is birds do it so they can either warn people about staying in their territory or attracting mates.
Yeah, it's more like a bird sings because it's like, this is my branch, this is my branch.
Imagine attracting mates. Imagine someone going up to you in a club and being like, caw-caw! Caw-caw! Even at 9 a.m. in the morning, like, bird man, stop. It's not what we want.
It's so annoying. Oh, well.
Well, yeah. I guess that shows, because I'm a cat guy, invest in cats.
I like that scarecrow solution, though. Put a couple of pictures of Tony Abbott there and you go.
I think my face in the morning would do enough to scare the birds. Yes, guys, very, very shortly we have Triple Threat, James, Jess and Christina talking about coming to terms with getting glasses.
Yep, can be hard for some people.
Oh, absolutely. I had to do it.
The Triple Threat, James, Jess and Christina. And we're asking, have you been in denial about something? And what have you done to get over it?
Guys, I have to get glasses.
Aww.
Now, I told you this before, Jess.
It's not so bad.
And your reaction was, don't you already have glasses?
Yeah. Now, which is a fair comment.
I can't remember seeing you in glasses.
Exactly. Oh. Exactly. I think Jess has only seen them because I drove him home once.
Yeah.
Oh, you are only a driving glasses woman.
Yes, only at night time. So I'm short-sighted. So only have to wear glasses at night driving home.
Shouldn't you be wearing them all the time when driving?
No, because it's only when it's dark and I can't see. Anyway, well, yes, apparently. So what happened was, for the last kind of maybe 2 months, I'm not going to deny it, I've been going blind. And nothing's been clear. Even Jess, like where you are, you're probably, what, 2 metres away from me? Can't make out your face, clearly.
Oh,
I do generally have a nice sort of glow around me, though.
You do, do.
Bit of an angel.
So it got to a point that I was too scared to drive my new car because I can't really see.
Oh, jeez.
So,
this is not good for insurance purposes.
Yeah.
So last Tuesday, actually straight after radio, I had an appointment at the eye doctor. The optometrist. Eye doctor.
Or ophthalmologist. There's two different types.
Wait, I went to an to an ophthalmologist and an optometrist. So first I went to the optometrist.
You're done.
Hang on. So what was the precursor to this happen? What was the chariot that went through the gate that made you go, I need to go to see the optometrist?
I can't see.
Okay. Right.
Had to get somebody else to punch the numbers in the phone to call.
Yeah. I literally can't see anything. And it got to the point that my mum's like, can you just book an appointment? And I'm like, oh, shit. I saw you stick your finger up at me, Jess. I'm not that blind.
What were you doing? Like, were you doing things wrong?
No, it's just like, if you know when people wave at you and you're like, is that person waving at me or are they waving at the person behind? I just wave at everybody. Like, that is going to get me in trouble because I can't see who they are. I keep mistaking, like,
you're making an early transition into senility.
Well, like, I keep thinking, like, when I'm waiting for, say, my boyfriend, I just don't know who he is. And, like, wave like the wrong people.
You can share it with anyone.
And, yeah, like... You
don't need
small
glasses.
Dark-haired people. I'm like, is that my boyfriend? I don't know.
You need to live in a nursing home. That's what you need. You're waving at everybody. You're going up to people. Are you my boyfriend? You have to get people to type numbers for you. You're going to get people to make appointments for you.
Yeah, like
Christina, you don't need glasses. You need a nursing home.
It's not good. It's been pretty bad. So last Tuesday, went to the optometrist. So she looked at my eye. She did all the tests straight away. She was like, can you pop on your glasses for me? And she's like, when do you wear them? And I told her, and she's like, and I said, I think something really bad's going on. She's like, you need new glasses. And I'm like, okay. She's like, you have astigmatism. I'm like, what's that?
Like, it's like, whoa, I don't have a hang-up about glasses.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
You're feeling stigma for wearing glasses.
Well, I didn't know what that was. I had no idea. She's like, that's why you can't see anything. Everything's blurred because in your right eye you have astigmatism. You're also very blind and your glasses are really out of date and you should not be driving. And I was like, oh, okay, gosh. I knew all of that, but okay, I didn't know I had astigmatism. So I've got really bad dry eye as well. So she referred me to an ophthalmologist because, you know, I've got all of my issues. All they all come, like, they all actually stem from my autoimmune illness. So Thursday, I go to the ophthalmologist and she goes to me, so, you know, what did the optometrist say? And I was like, oh, she said I've got stigmata. And the lady looked at me, she's like, what? And I'm like, I've got stigmata.
You hold up your palms.
I've got stigmata in my right eye.
Oh, sorry. No, that's the exorcist. They're in the next room.
And she's like,
let's go down to the local church.
And she's like, do you mean astigmatism? And I was like, oh, shivers. This is just like how I always get Acropolis and Apocalypse mixed up.
Because the amount of times you need to say Acropolis in a sentence.
Yeah, I know.
How often do you say stigmata and stigmatism? And she thought it was hilarious. She's like, you have a stigma. What do I have?
Stigmatism.
Don't have stigmata, which is great.
Great shows, great topics, great radio. Joy 94.9.
You're on Lunchbox, the best bits of breakfast and drive on Joy 94.9. And that was the Triple Threat, who are one of my favourite breakfast shows. And you guys can catch James, Jess and Christina on Tuesdays from 6:30 till 9 a.m. They're definitely worth listening to. But glasses.
I got contacts.
You've got contacts?
Yeah, so I don't have that problem at all. I actually do have that problem and that's why I have contacts, I think.
Oh, nice. Now, how was it starting off with contacts? See, contacts for me would be like the hardest thing ever.
I don't know. It was really easy. I put them in and I put them out and it's just, I had never had a problem with it. I handle my contacts like a monkey handles coconuts.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's really easy.
I tried it once when I was like 16, you know, those colourful contacts. Mm-hmm. No, never again. I think I've still got the pair somewhere at home because I gave up.
Talking about glasses, I got a present last week.
Okay.
Remember that?
Yes.
I showed it in the, like, I talked about it last week.
Funky glasses.
I got those funky glasses, and they really suit me, right? So I got those glasses because I stopped a shoplifter.
Yeah.
From stealing glasses. And then the shop owner, like, gave me another pair of glasses, actually, to thank me. And after the show, I decided I had to need a power bank, so I went to a shop and, you know, I was like looking around and I put my glasses off, didn't mind them for a minute, got back and they got stolen. My glasses that I had for less than 24 hours, which I got because I stopped a shoplifter, got stolen again.
The irony and the reverse karma is
how
amazing.
Ironical is that? Like, all those sunglass thieves out there, and I'm gonna like point myself towards all of them right now. All you sunglass thieves, I wish you had one big butt so I could, right, kick you in that big butt, because I really liked those glasses and they suited me as well.
They did. And you know what the worst thing is now?
I'm really upset about this.
Oh, absolutely. And now every time you walk down the street, you see someone with a glass, you can be like, is that him? Is that
absolutely.
Them? Is that them? Is that them? Yeah.
I was really upset by it.
And if you think that was a great segment as well, you have to wait until we listen to Chris and Cam talking about, look, I'm going to set it up, you know, about puking and about a toilet. How they come together is actually really surprising. You're on Lunchbox, the best bits of breakfast and drive. And as promised, it's all going to make sense now. Puking and toilet. I'm going to have Chris and Cam explain it all for the CNC Drive Factory.
I think it's time for us to journey across to the Czech Republic. Now, we don't have a lot of news from the Czech Republic.
The where?
The Czech Republic, formerly known as Czechoslovakia, until it split and Slovakia went its own way and the Czech Republic went its way.
Were they originally one place or were they originally Slovakia and something else?
No, they were Czechoslovakia right back after, I think they came into being after World War I, if I remember rightly.
But was it Slovakia and something else before that?
You mean, right, because it's called the Czech Republic?
Yeah.
It's sort of a,
was it
an odd name?
Yeah.
I don't know. See, that's not actually the point of the story,
no,
Chris.
No, but it's the question that came in my head as soon as you said
I will find a program on the History Channel and you can watch it. How's that?
Good.
Right?
Great.
Right? But we're actually talking about Czech nightclubs.
Czech nightclubs?
Yes.
We had a Czech nightclub in Paran once. It was called Checkpoint Charlie.
You be quiet now. In the Czech Republic, a nightclub has come up with the latest in accoutrements for the bar.
A nightclub now, with accoutrements. How unusual.
Again, I said you be quiet. Now, as you know, there's certain things that you will find in all pubs, nightclubs, etc. There'll be the bar. There will most likely be the dance floor if it's a nightclub.
Yes.
There will be the toilets.
That's usually helpful.
And, you know, that kind of thing. Now, this is actually a new feature that is being installed in the toilets.
I can't wait.
No, I said you be quiet, all right? Now, this is for those, you know, nightclubbers who maybe have had just that little bit too much. Just a little bit too much.
That is usually what the toilet's for.
Yes, and it's for those who will need to have a rapid evacuation via the mouth.
Yeah, right. And that's so what I said. That's what the toilets are for.
The club has now fitted a puking toilet, which is actually at chest height, so you don't have to kneel down on the disgusting floor.
You don't have to put your nice clubbing pants
on the dirty, filthy, gross
on the
floor.
Wet floor.
That's right.
Right.
That's something else. Yeah, anyway. Now, so for those, they don't have to kneel on the floor, and the sink also comes with handrails to support yourself as you are evacuating via the mouth over the
You mean you don't need a mate to hold your head up with your hair?
No, the girls. Oh well, the girls might need one to hold their long hair, but you know, you've got handrails. So this is the latest in nightclub. It's the latest in nightclub items for the tired and emotional crowd at a nightclub.
You know, these days I wouldn't mind those handrails on the dance floor.
Or a chair.
A chair would be nice.
Well, you never know. Now that the Albion's been burnt to the ground, they could put some of these in their future rebuild.
Yeah.
Until the bikies come past and burn it again.
Oh, dear.
And Clayton just let us know he was actually in the Czech Republic earlier this year. Lucky for some. And given how insanely cheap booze is there, it would possibly come in handy.
Oh, dear. We've got a problem.
And then, who was it? Daryl sent us a message with a joke about Czechs and that. And
you don't understand it, so maybe you can just read it and someone will understand it.
Because I'm not sure if I don't get it. It's like, so this is from Daryl. He said, "Hi guys, did you know you should never shoot a Czechoslovakian in the bath, but pronounce B-A-R-T-H? I don't know if that's a spell checky weirdness thing or not. Because a wet Czech with a hole in it isn't any good." I don't get it. am I just slow? On the up? I don't get it. So, Daryl, if you
wouldn't mind
explaining
to me. You know, the worst jokes are the jokes that people have to explain.
I need help, people.
Now, Robbie Rockstar has come in head shaking.
Shaking head. I can't believe this. You'd have to upgrade me to your advisor.
We'll have to get you to check everything before we.
Now, there are three reasons why Cam didn't know this.
Yeah.
Either he's too young.
Yeah.
Too innocent.
Yeah.
Or just dumb.
All of the above.
So what does it mean?
We're Czechs a condom, as Daryl said.
It? Yes. Oh Daryl has that. Written a message as well.
And then Daryl let us know that, and Graham also. So we were literally the only ones who didn't know that.
That was Chris and Cam for the CNC Drive Factory. Now, you can catch Chris and Cam on Thursdays from 4 to 7 p.m. And they're always hilarious. I love the topics Chris and Cam pick.
Yeah, I have to admit, I didn't even know what a wet check was.
Neither did I.
So, I mean, maybe I need an advisor as well.
I actually had to listen back and be like, Oh, okay. I'm not very smart when it comes to that
too,
sort
actually.
Of thing.
But this is one of those things, like the toilet itself. That's one of those inventions that I think that is so incredibly brilliant. Why wasn't it invented before?
Exactly right. I think the amount of times I've actually been like,
Right, and you have to, like touch the floor and you know, kneel in front of a toilet. This is absolutely brilliant. I love the Czechs for their inventions.
Exactly right. They're so innovative. But exactly. I do think that Chris and Cam had a better idea with having maybe a few seats or a few things on the dance floor. Because, look, I'm getting older, man. I'm not as good as I used to be.
Yeah, maybe the way to the toilet is a bit too far. Maybe you should just install them everywhere.
Oh, like. No, I just meant sitting down. I just meant like getting tired. All right. We have another very interesting topic coming up. Something about stripper poles and involving neighbours. Which, as you can tell how funny it's going to be.
The world's most uplifting radio station. Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9. Lunchbox, the best bits of breakfast and drive with Bass and Bart.
Bart, yes.
So I'll let you introduce that with Bass.
And me, Bart.
Yeah. Very, very soon, we've got Jackson Greta talking
Greta
about
back, yes.
Stripper poles and neighbours. How exciting.
That's a very intriguing combination, isn't
absolutely.
It?
I was actually quite fascinated by it. But before we do that, I'm just building up the hype, building up the suspense.
Ooh, what's happening?
Oh no, Jackson Greta. The stripper poles. That's about as exciting as it gets, really.
And you remember last week, gee, I was telling you about my neighbours. So I live in basically a duplex. Like, it's kind of like one house split down the middle, almost, you might describe it as.
Yeah, it's like a row of units.
Yeah, and I have to, my entrance to this place is like around the back. So I have to walk past the front and side of my neighbour's house to get into my house every day.
You walk past everyone's house to get to your house. You're at the end.
Yes, I'm at the end of a very long driveway of houses. And everyone else in this driveway closes their blinds because they don't want me and the others having a look into their lives. You know, it's fair enough.
Fair enough.
Absolutely fair enough. However, my new neighbours don't care for the blinds.
They're not blind lovers.
No, they're not interested in blinds. And we noticed last week that over the grand weekend last week, they installed what appears to be a stripper pole in the living room, which I can very clearly see into. That's fine. You know, whatever tickles your fancy, whatever rows your boat, do it. I just feel like there should be a bit more embarrassment on my behalf that I have to see this 2, 3, 4 times a day when I walk past.
Well, I'm even conscious if I've done all my washing and I'm hanging up my clothes on the clothes horse and putting it in front of the window, pulling open the blinds. Do people want to see my undies?
Do they? I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think they do. So
no.
I carefully hang them in such a way that I think makes them more palatable to one's eyeline, if you will.
That's well.
I don't know if you should, because that was a very creative sentence.
You're thinking a lot about your palatable underwear.
I am. Because what, you know, as a neighbour, what do you want to see?
What do you want to see? Well, I can tell you what you don't want to see. Which, like, stripper pole, that's fine. I haven't seen anyone using the stripper pole yet.
That's my wildest fantasy.
I walk past and they're, like, the couple that lives in the house sit on the couch and kind of, like, smile at us as we walk past. And I'm like, yep, you're just sitting next to the stripper pole. Anyway, Saturday night, I'm sitting at home putting together flat pack furniture on the floor with a glass of wine.
You're a sexy woman.
My boyfriend comes in. Oh, my God, I just saw our neighbour's boobs. I need more information. I just walked past and she was naked facing out the window. Close the blinds! The blinds are there for a purpose!
I love that because it almost sounds like a scene from a horror film. Like you look up into a house and there's a woman stark naked just staring out at the world.
With boobs.
Well, that's what they usually...
Well, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, do you need the lesbian to explain to you what's, you know... But, okay... So, wow, they've really taken it to the next level.
They just don't
care. Hang on. I'm not getting enough information. Did Zach, your partner, make eye contact with her?
Made direct eye contact with the female in question.
And did she do a really quick cover-up?
No, her first response was to yell at her partner for not closing the blinds. Which I think I would do as well. Like, I really like to blame things on people. I'd be like, why don't you close the bloody blinds? I'm naked. Not that, like, I could have easily just pulled the curtain down, but there you go. So next week, maybe penis. I don't know.
Well, yeah, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. I started that saying without knowing how it ended.
I don't know how I feel about that. But I'll let you know if we do actually see any stripper pole action.
Yes,
I think
please.
That's where the good stuff's going to lay, you know?
That was Jackson Greta, who you can catch for the Drive Show on Mondays from 4 to 7pm. I can't emphasise it enough. Definitely worth listening to. They had two segments this week. Like, hilarious.
Do you have any weird neighbours like that?
I think I am the weird neighbour.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm the overly nice person that just waves to strangers. That's me.
Well, I don't know. I once had a neighbour that I thought, do you have a glory hole installed in your door?
Oh, yeah.
But it was actually a strangely positioned cat flap, so.
How high would that...
Right. I was like, okay, but yeah. A stripper pole in your living room? How diehard stripper do you have to be to do that?
You know what? That's actually... Okay. I don't know if it's my, you know, playful side coming out or my exercise coming out, but we'll say whichever. Uh-huh. But... how good of an idea is that?
Yeah, well, it can work. I mean, yeah, like, I you have to, like, really, you know, secure it properly.
Yeah, exactly right. I have this
fall
bad
down
feeling.
Through the window with your stripper pole. And
definitely something I do. Like, that's what I do. Sexy, sexy, sexy. Up! Fell down. but, you know, they say it's really good for exercise, so maybe she was a gym enthusiast.
Right. I can hear this.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe she... And yeah, doing that nude, that's actually pretty good too.
Exactly right.
Why not? Why not?
I'd feel like I, you know... I wouldn't know if I'd have to say hi to her or be like, here's $5. Thank you so much.
In the letterbox, yeah. You know?
Well, you know, what can you say? Maybe you have to return the favor. I don't know how it works.
Free
spirits, that sort of thing.
I'm a free spirit myself. I love this kind of stuff.
You're on Joy 94.9.
Fun people, fun shows. Joy 94.9.
Lunchbox, the best Brits of Breakfast and Drive with Bass.
And Bart. And it's over.
It's over for the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. How great has today's show been?
It was absolutely brilliant, and we're back next week.
We are.
Yeah.
Oh, Chris and Cam, always funny. James, Triple Threat, super funny. Jackson, Greta.
And guess what? We actually have a podcast that's coming online now, or actually a bit after the show.
Mm-hmm. That way you can podcast us. How fantastic is that?
Listen back to all the best bits of Joy.
Exactly right. And I'll make sure I edit my voice so I sound more like this, guys.
I should do that
A bit
too.
More like Bart, less like Barry. Oh. Bass. I mispronounced my own name.
How bad is that? Maybe you need to sleep. Maybe you should take that Red Bull yourself.
You're right. But guys, joy.org.au/podcast. Look for the lunchbox. Oh, it's definitely over, isn't it? I'm forgetting everything.
Well, we're going to go to a final song.
With Nicole Scherzinger, who is 1/5, no, 5/5 of the Pussycat Dolls. You're on Joy 94.9.
See you all next week.
See you all next week. Very shortly, we have Paul Anthony, who is fantastic. Afternoon Joy coming up next.
Thanks to podcaster BJ and Bass for presenting The Lunchbox Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. Make sure you support our podcast service by going to Joy sponsor Audible, audible.com.au/joy. Get a great offer.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.